Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, there's some sort of a controversy brewing with something that Courtney said on the show earlier, which we will get to. You're being relentlessly dragged. Is that correct?
And rightfully so.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Yes.
We'll get to that in a second. This is John from Dedham. Hello, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up?
Nice show. Awesome all the time. Hey, I feel sorry for Miggy sometimes. You guys are picking on him so bad. Give him a break, will you?
I'm the smartest one in the room, John. What do you expect?
Wiggy brings so much energy and so much variety and everything to the show.
Yeah.
His comments, sometimes I know you're like, but, you know, he's making it conversational.
Yes, I love the guy, or I wouldn't have him on the show. I just think that the film, 80 for Brady, could not be better named.
No.
The argument that
it's
he's creating
hokey.
is hokey, okay, but that's what sells.
The actual movie's not that hokey.
See?
There's some substance behind it.
Right, and the title makes it that way.
Yeah.
If it was Chasing Destiny, or, you know.
Now, that would be too serious for this movie.
It's so dumb, this discussion, but I love it.
Yeah.
Ladies on the Road, or something along those
People
lines.
People would think that's rated X.
Or no, but once they see the trailer, they're like, oh, wait a second. What's this about? Is it about Brady?
So what was the one where the guys, I think you... Did you bring it up earlier where the old guys go out on the road trip on the motorcycle?
Yeah. I had said
Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs.
So you want this one to be called like Wild Heifers or something like that? Is that?
But the movie, listen, any great movie, we talk about Hurricane. Great title. It shouldn't be the Reuben Carter story. Hurricane's perfect, right? When we talk about certain movie titles, Brian Piccolo. It wasn't
Brian's song.
It wasn't
His
Brian Piccolo and Gail Sayers.
No.
It was Brian's story.
No. The movie is called Brian's Song. It is, in my opinion, the greatest football film of all time.
What about No Country for Old Ladies?
Right. All I'm saying, title is big. 80 for Brady just seems a little bit...
like corny?
And most. Let me give you a little...
So you think that's what's turning people off is the name?
Yes. Okay. And that is what's turning people off. And most... It was called Miracle. It wasn't called USA versus Russia. Most people don't...
Do you have an issue with Rudy?
No, because... There's a difference, right?
What is the difference?
Rudy, the movie is about Rudy. You're telling me, Courtney and Curtis.
I don't know what's so funny about
especially
this.
Especially Courtney is saying that, yes, the movie really isn't about Brady, even
it's
though.
It's about the ladies.
Right.
But they are 80.
I understand
that. You're five foot nothing,
100 and nothing. You got hardly a speck of athletic ability, and you're going to be walking out of here with a degree from the University of Notre Dame.
And when you go with just single title names like Rudy Ray, it works out. And I was getting ready to say, most people don't realize in the movie world, when movies are made, the title that you see wasn't generally the original title. Many different titles.
That's not always true also.
It is true.
Well, you're saying they have a working title and then that sometimes happens.
Right.
But happens
you all like the time. Saving Ryan's private?
No. I think 80 for Brady is turning a lot of people off.
Uh-huh.
I will also say it was an interesting viewing experience because it was one of those movies where the people that were in the theater were like cheering along with and clapping and like, yeah, Tom. And like when he popped up on the screen, everybody oohed and aahed. Uh-huh. So it's they're catering towards an audience.
This is Ryan from Maine. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, good morning. I do have an idea for a movie for you, Greg, and then a comment about the blind date thing. But if there was a movie for you, Greg, it'd be called 20s for Greg.
I'm going not under the age of 30 going forward.
Yeah.
20-ish. Too much drama in the 20s. I'm
oh wow.
Plus 30 going
wow.
forward.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, anyway.
And then a question about the blind date Mary thing. Another thing, Greg. I hope you're eligible to be picked as the potential date, because that way you'd have a chance at two bridesmaids.
I never thought about that.
That's true.
I mean, it's possible, I guess, that toward the end of it, Mary doesn't like any of the blind dating game contestants. I mean,
I think you and Mary have spent enough time together that if something were to have happened, it would have already.
Oh, so you know Mary.
I met Mary
on Nantucket.
On Nantucket. There was a little bit of chemistry, but I was not interested because she's a friend of Courtney's.
Honest question, Greg.
Yes.
Is that a Nantucket road sign above your bed?
Yes.
That is.
It's not a road sign. It's just what is wrong with
it? It's also too small for that wall.
Okay. That is so what is my home my home decorating is now going to be analyzed by you?
He's a college kid.
What are you talking about?
You have a Marconi. You are a widely well-respected man in one of the great cities on planet Earth. The Nantucket thing, that's like my Ken Griffey Jr. poster, but
no, I think the sign plays, it's just misplaced. It should be below your TV, because your TV, we've been over that many a time. So we could put the Nantucket sign underneath the TV, but you need something bigger above your bed. It's too small on that wall.
You need something bigger in his bed.
Yeah. Well, you should never have just a simple like sign over the bed, because Curtis is right. That's like
here we go.
That's interior, like college.
I've done some interior decorating in my day.
What goes above?
Now tell you what you should never have.
Well, that's you should never have.
You're an expert on everything.
What goes above?
You are an expert on everybody else's life.
I'm just listen. I'm keeping it a buck with you. What goes above a bed is a nice picture, a piece of art. You don't put
a mirror.
Like that's like you going where'd you grow up?
What do you
in
have,
Stowe?
Like
that's like putting Stowe Avenue above your bed. What are you, 14?
It's my favorite place in the world. Like, what is wrong? I don't.
Wiggy's right.
What are you, a 15-year-old? Like, I remember when I was
big
like,
photo.
What do you have, a velvet Wiggy up above your bed? Yeah.
I remember when I was like 14, we wanted to go outside and take the signs off of the street and put them in our rooms, put them above the bed.
I like the sign. It's just not for above the bed. You need like a nice photo of Nantucket would do wonders above that bed.
Okay. So I bet the next thing that's coming is.
Everybody can redo my whole place, and thanks a lot.
I bet you can take a good photo at Fagawi this year.
I bet if you shut.
Thanks for doing it. Like, I'm glad I did the stupid day in the life thing, so everybody can make fun of what my place looks like.
I bet
it is it is a pretty, and it's also redundant in echelon. It's assumed that everybody likes Nantucket there.
So are you going to put the lights under your bed, like the different color lights that change?
Do you and Mrs. Wiggins have a mirror over your bed, like Motel 6? I guarantee you do.
Or the stars on your glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling?
Yeah, sorry, I don't have a lava lamp like you and Mrs. Wiggins.
Lava lamp's old school, bro. They got new things.
Okay. Okay. They got all about the LEDs.
Yeah, exactly. You can plug these things in and they light up the room.
You have a disco ball in the bedroom. You roll in there in your tighty whities.
But mirrors on the wall is actually a good thing. Huh? Mirrors on the wall are a good thing.
Makes the space feel bigger.
Yeah. Yep. If you get, you don't get one giant mirror. You get mirror. You get like kind of like the different sectional mirrors.
And you have that in my living room.
There you go.
When it comes to a day in the life, you're up next. So
I mean,
that
Curtis
week.
Is next.
No, you're next.
Oh.
So you get ready for it.
Oh, we'll
and then
see.
We'll all analyze your life. Oh. We'll see how messy your closet is.
Well,
it can give everybody anxiety.
Well, I won't
like,
be putting
honestly,
my closet
I have,
up.
I have a life, so I don't have time to spend 4 hours cleaning my closet.
But you have time to watch every show ever produced.
We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.